Om Shanti. So this is the fourth episode, I think, of this series, Beyond Questions. This is a very big question that has come from one brother. So I'll read this in short, and we are going to have, I think, a very important discussion, or rather the most important discussion ever in this class. He is saying, Om Shanti, brother. He has written few things about himself, that he is staying about 13 kilometers away from this place. And Baba found me, and I found Baba around 2.5 years ago. I am now happy that very soon I am flying back to Paramdham with Baba. And few things. Now coming to the point. I have a hidden defect or weakness since last 2.5 years. Having the problems of past births, impure thoughts, memories, which is affecting the body in night times in dreams. Last Sunday, Baba told me about this weakness in Avyakta Murli. Baba suggested to inform this to teacher. So I sometimes fell while moving due to the lack of power. I have now made promise of purity to Baba. Very few times I did yoga in Amritvela and did yoga after Amritvela. I used to sleep after meditation. Now Baba has rejuvenated me and I don't want to miss Amritvela. I am not sleeping after Amritvela. I never miss Murli. I study Murli in cell phones provided by Baba. I now from last 3 days feeling that I will be free from the past experiences. So here he is talking of something. He is saying, I have a hidden defect or weaknesses. Problem of past birth, impure thoughts, memories, which is affecting his body in night dreams, night times in dreams. So he has put it quite well in very eloquent words. He's talking about impurity, which is coming in dreams. This actually is a very important topic in Brahmin life, purity. And the basis of purity here is celibacy, brahmacharya. Why this brahmacharya is getting broken? That is the question here. And since he's a youth, all youths around the world, all the Brahma Kumars, as well as Brahma Kumaris, they always encounter this problem of purity. Because Baba has not spoken so much about celibacy as he has spoken about purity. All Murlis, there are big Murlis, long Murlis on purity. But the basis of that purity is brahmacharya or celibacy. And it has been seen that to understand that concept of purity is a very far cry. People don't understand that it is so subtle because purity involves so many aspects. And while in recent world, considering the atmosphere which is around, the basic problem is brahmacharya or impurity or break of this brahmacharya. Day before yesterday's Murli, there was one sentence in the Murli, if the brahmacharya is getting broken, Dharana is not possible. That was a statement day before yesterday's Murli. So, everybody does Purusharth. Now, this brother, or like this, so many brothers are there around the world who do Amritvela, who read Murli. They try to follow Srimad as much as possible, and yet they find that during night their brahmacharya is broken. They are troubled, or when they get up with a feeling of repentance, paschatap, that their brahmacharya is broken. So, what to do for this? What are the ways and means of controlling this energy? So, when I was reading this question, four things come in my mind. There are four different processes to control this sexual energy. How to control this sexual power? First is the four processes, because in our body, human body, there are sexual hormones, male and female. And there is these hormones, they keep on producing this. Hormones are getting produced all the time. And because of this hormones, because of the atmosphere which is around the world at present, it causes excitement and passion. And in this excitement stage, the energy is lost. And then person repents. And then it is not possible to have concentration of mind. And then you can't understand this vast spiritual knowledge. For this vast understanding of vast spiritual knowledge, you need concentration. And for concentration, you need Akhanda Brahmacharya. And Akhanda Brahmacharya, unbroken celibacy, is must for that. So, we divide this topic into four parts. First is controlling the sexual energy. Second is conserving the sexual energy. Third is diverting the sexual energy. And fourth is convert or sublimating the sexual energy. So first is control. Second is conserve. Conserve is to store. Because there is energy in the body. So you have to store that. First is control it. Second is store it. Third is divert it. Because unless and until it is diverted, it has a tendency to go down. You have to let it go up. That's what is written in Indian scriptures, that this energy, this sexual energy, has a tendency to go down. So now you have to convert. In a yogi, he becomes a urdhvareta yogi. Urdhvareta yogi is the one where this sexual energy is converted into ojas. Ojas shakti. So the shakti starts flowing up. In ordinary human beings, or those human beings who don't have any spiritual goals, that this power has a tendency to go on the lower side. It will go. Always. It has a tendency to go down. All those secretions are there in the body, they will go out. But in a yogi, what happens in Satyuga and Treta Yuga? These energy or these secretions are reabsorbed in the body. They don't go out. In males and females, they don't go out. In golden age and in silver age. But since Dwapar age, person became, the human beings, they become body conscious. So this energy started going out, and that was responsible for procreation or the expansion of the population of the world. That's one thing. But now, even the medical science has not understood this totally. How this energy, how to stop this energy. Because they say that it is normal, it is natural, it should go out. If it doesn't go out, if you try to suppress or repress it, it will lead to madness, insanity. Vikshiptata. If you stop it, if you repress it. Okay? So, they say that it will keep on producing all the time. But yogic drishti, yogic chakshu are different. They understand this energy in the body. The energy which is producing in the body has got an astral body also. It has got a very refined form that energy can flow up. It is not seen by visual, this eyes, but it has a very subtle form. So first principle is controlling the sexual energy. Second is the conserving it, storing it. Third is diverting it. And fourth is sublimating it or transmuting it into ojas. So we'll come to first. First is controlling the sexual energy. For controlling the sexual energy, there are 8 bricks of Brahmacharya which are given. If any one of these 8 things is breached, then you cannot be said to be Akhanda Brahmachari. There are 8 things to be controlled. First thing is, this talk of is the darshan. If you feel that darshanam, if you feel that by seeing somebody, your body is getting excited, you have to first stop seeing that thing. Seeing that person, talking with that person, going near to that person, increasing familiarity. It could be anything. So first thing is darshanam. Second is sparsha, sparshanam. Sparshanam means touching each other for any reason. They could be as divine as seva. Second is darshanam. Third is stuti, praise. You start praising that person. You like that person. You praise that person in a way of seva. That sister does very good seva. This brother is very good. This brother does very good seva. You start praising him everywhere. Praising outside or praising inside the mind. You start praising, oh, this sister is so good. this sister is so sweet, this sister is this and this sister is this. This is praise. Fourth is Keli. Keli is play, playing. Because all this will excite sexual passions. Playing. Youths have tendency to play. You can see college. They play with each other. But what is going on inside their mind, who knows? Why such crime rates are increasing in college students? Because inside, outside nothing is seen. Outside nobody even talks of it. But inside they are burning with sensual passions. So this. Then Guhya Bhashya. Private talks. Fifth is private talks. Private conversations. Private phone calls. Discussion or talking for hours together. And gradually this talk will generate sexual passion. Sixth is sankalp. To now start thinking about that person all the more. Sixth is adhyavasaya. Trying to go near that person, trying to meet that person in private. To be alone with that person so whether nobody sees. And eighth is action, kriya, actual act. So these are the eight breaks of brahmacharya. First, darshan. Second, sparshan, sparsha. Third, stuti. Fourth, keli, playing. Playing could be anything. This playing could be with WhatsApp. One message from this side, another message from that side. One SMS from this side, another SMS from that side. Just playing and emotions and all those things. So these are the eight breaks. So first point is controlling the sexual energy, 8 points. Second point is conserving this energy. Now what to do for conserving this energy? There are other few different important points. First is vairag. Without vairag, you cannot practice brahmacharya. Another is control of palate, food, diet. A person who is given to rajasic and tamasic diet cannot practice brahmacharya. Your diet has to be sattvic or super sattvic. As much as possible, that should be without all those spices and your condiments and all those things. Because they all generate passion. They create anger. Jagdish Bhai has written a lot about this in his books. The more the spices, the more the oily things, the more spices, more oily, more quantity. How this body, you are eating in the name of brahmacharya, we are misusing Brahma Bhojan. In the name of brahmacharya, in the name of Brahma Bhojan, we are rather indulging in it. Indulgence Baba has never taught. Indulgence is bhog. Bhog vilas. That is indulgence. Life of indulgence, it is a life of restraint, sayam, control. It's not the life of indulgence. So, control of palate. Third, company. What company you are? Whether you are in the company of intense efforts makers or you are in the company of worldly people, that's importance. So, company of elevated minds is must. Another is digital detox. Digital detox. Digital world detox. Detox, you know, no? People go for detox nowadays to naturopathy center so that the body gets detoxed. All the toxins are out. Digital detox. TV, mobile, internet. To keep away from all this thing is known as digital detox. For as less time as possible. Disconnect to reconnect. Disconnect. So that you can reconnect. Unless until you disconnect, you cannot reconnect. You have to disconnect from all these things. There should be fixed time. It should not that whole the time you are on the internet. From internet, one click here, one click there. You have started with searching spirituality, you end up in sensuality. You started, I have seen so many Kumars or youths, they get stuck to internet and when they get up, they find it is 12 midnight or 1 a.m. in the morning. Till that time, one movie after another, one clip after another, one scene after another, because that pulls, that attracts and there is a curiosity. What is it? What is it? What is it? to know it, and that you get nothing, but still it becomes a habit. Sex addiction, internet addiction, all these things are at the root of degradation of present world. You go anywhere in the world, everywhere you will see the same thing, same sensuality filling every heart and every mind. What is shown on the television, what is in the newspaper, what's in the magazine, what is in the novels, your magazines, your TVs, your media, everywhere in hidden manner there is sensuality. There is a blatant display of human body as a commodity for sale. Those who are selling, they are also happy because they are getting money. This is a cheap entertaining society. So this world has degraded. This moral depravation has occurred. Complete moral depravity, corruption. So everywhere this is a body conscious world. So digital detox, I am talking for, this is not for all the, many people have crossed this stage, many people are now working on the subtle forms of purity, but I am, since this brother has asked and he is a youth, so this class is specially only for youths who are struggling with brahmacharya. So for them, control of palate is must, for them digital detox is must, as less as possible, and only for gyan related things, not just like that, otherwise they are lost. So digital detox. Other is drishti. What sort of drishti or relationships you are having towards opposite sex? A brother or a sister. Baba has said in Murli, even to think somebody as a sister is not a very safe relationship, because many people fall down even in that relationship of brother and sister. You have to think something else. All the brothers should think of sisters in 4-5 forms. What are they? First, think of them as sister. That is, everybody knows. Another as soul. But these are difficult. It means like soul is, to think of soul is a very good thing. Or rather is required, but it is not possible most of the time, for at least for these youths. So thinking of them as mother, that has been taught. One, thinking of them as Devi, as Shakti, as form of Shakti, as Devi, as what else? What should you think? Yeah, it's same. Angel, okay, then what else? Safe, very safe ones. Baba's sweet child, okay. Children of God, child of God, then what to think? I'm specially talking as regards brahmacharya. Yes. Daughter, if one is elderly person, he should think of every woman as his daughter. One. Second, if as a sister. Third, as a mother. Mother relationships, chances of vices to come is minimum, or at least nil. So thinking of every Brahma Kumari as a world mother is the safest way. Thinking of them as a world mother, one. Thinking of them as a power, as Shakti, and thinking of them as Devi, who is getting worshipped in the temples. These three are very important. Then there are others like sisters or soul or child or daughter of God and all those things. But important thing is that our vision should not get tainted. Our vision should remain pure. For this change of angle of vision, this is must. How do we see? Other is what literature we read. If it is a vulgar literature, if these are vulgar movies, if these are vulgar novel, what we are reading, vulgar jokes, exchanging comments, all these things. These all things will generate posters, movies, clips, trailers, advertisements. All these are filled with vulgarity in today's world. So first is to stop this vision. We need to have control over these eyes, or control over these ears. So all these things are must in that. Okay? So Vairag. Second is digital detox. Third is good company. Fourth is control of eyes. diet and what is our vision, and then practice of Soman, that is, we term it in a different way, auto-suggestions. What suggestions we are giving to the mind. What suggestions we are giving to the mind. And another is relationships. Avoid as much familiarity as possible. No matter how beautiful the relationship, it has a tendency to degrade. The moment attachment comes, it can degrade in two manner. One is negativity, another is positive. Positive is too much attachment. And negative is too much negativity about that person. That person is like this, that person doesn't know this, his nature is like that, her nature is like that. I have seen some brothers having so much hatred for some sisters. They can't stand their presence. They talk in such a derogatory manner with those sisters. I have seen some brothers like that. So much hatred for one particular sister. They can't stand her presence. She should be out from there. They don't like her speaking, they don't like her behavior, her manners, nothing. So that much extent, so that is also break of brahmacharya. One is too much attachment, that we want her only. If she is here, nice yoga I can have. Prem yoga. This is another form. So this is second point. Third point is diverting this energy. Diverting the sexual energy. What are the ways of diverting? Four ways. Gyan, yoga, three ways. Gyan, yoga and seva. Drown yourself in Gyan, in churning, in knowledge, in study of Murlis, all those things. That is the method to divert this. Otherwise this energy is there, you need to divert it. The flow of the river is so fast, so tremendous. This energy is tremendous, you can't stop it. The moment you try to stop it, you will become insane. It will get suppressed, it will come out like tsunami someday. So divert it, divert in Gyan. Second, yoga. Yoga, different experiments in yoga. The other day we were discussing about 26 different methods. A to Z yoga. I can name it that way. Rather than calling it alphabet yoga, it is A to Z yoga. New name. A to Z yoga. Take one word and start doing yoga. Hold the day. Take one word. D, C, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L. Anything, you take the word and visualize it, convert into yoga. So that. And third is seva. And seva also for Kumar, they should do hard work. Very hard work, so that they get tired at the end of the day. And they go to sleep just immediately. If you are not doing any hard work, then you should sweat. By the sweat of thy bro, thou shalt earn. You should sweat. You should earn. Whether it is for earning or any reason, but you should remain busy whole day. With doing something or other. And don't waste time anywhere. Don't just sit idle. Don't give way to laziness. You should always round the clock on your heels, on your toes. All the time, ready to help somebody, ready to do some service. Never feel that I am burdened by so much seva. It's better that you are having so much seva. Many sisters, they call up and they say that at center, we have no time for Gyan and meditation. We are busy in the seva. In one way, it is good that they are busy. Otherwise, the mind will start wandering here and there. Young minds have a tendency to run here and there, to see the curiosity, what is there. And this curiosity will only pull you down into sensuality. It's better that you remain busy. So remain busy. It's good. All ashrams, if you go to Indian system of education, Gurukul, in those Gurukuls, those students, those all the pupils who were there, those pupils had to work so hard, disciples. They go into the forest, collect wood and come back and do everything in that. All the maintenance of that ashram would be only by no laborers, only by those students. Why? Because they have to remain in the period of brahmacharya. In Indian system, first 25 years brahmacharya, then grihastha ashram, then vanaprastha ashram and then sannyas ashram. 100 years of life, they divide 25 into 4 parts. So first 25 years, unbroken, strict brahmacharya. Observance of brahmacharya is must, and in that period, you have to work very hard. So hard work is very important. If you are going by bike, go walking somewhere. If you are going by car, people are so addicted to car and other things. Sometimes I feel that if it is in their control, they will even go to their washroom in cars. Their houses are so big. So So they are addiction. So hard work. And last is the sublimation or converting this energy into ojas. This energy of virya, this energy of sensuality, sexual energy, this should be transmuted into ojas energy. For that, sadhana is must. Powerful yoga is must. Powerful meditation is must. All the observance of Brahmin life are must. Without that, it is not possible. That you convert this energy, convert this sexual energy into spiritual energy, convert this lower form of energy into ojas energy. You become an urdhvareta yogi. So that this secretions only stop one day. Science says it is not possible. But the spiritual world has reached a level where even science has not reached. Medical field has got very, very different concepts about brahmacharya. If you read medical literature, they totally disagree with all the spiritualists who have come. But they have not understood many things till now. Brahmacharya is such a deep topic that medical science is yet to reach it. It is such a deep topic. Otherwise, how do you explain some souls with unbroken brahmacharya emanating such immense and tremendous power within them? Such unprecedented energy in their speech, in their activity, or in short span of life, they did so many things. You just take the life of Swami Vivekananda. He died at the age of 38. In that small period of life, he did so many things. Whatever he spoke was so powerful. From where that energy came? In front of him, all the learned speakers and learned public was there. But what power was there in his speech? That was the power of brahmacharya. In his own words, he had said. He had written in one of the letters, "You might be wondering why people are getting influenced by me." And he has written answer himself that I attribute it only to the grace of my guru and to the power of brahmacharya. Without this, I cannot do anything. And I see the laities, I see the worldlings, they are losing this power in worldliness. So, this is such an important subject. So, four things again we will. First is controlling the sexual energy. Second is conserving the sexual energy. Third is diverting the sexual energy. Fourth is converting, sublimating or transmuting it into higher form of energy. Give it a higher. How to convert? That is the ultimate thing. First three are done, the fourth will automatically take place. The fourth thing. Then gradually this energy will start converting and then you start understanding this knowledge in a very different perspective. See, one Murli is being read by thousand people are reading one Murli. But it depends on the level of their brahmacharya to what extent each one is understanding. It depends on the level of their purity. A person who is Brahmin but his purity level is getting broken many times in a day, in a month. So his level of understanding will never be higher. The person whose level of purity is higher, the graph of purity increases and your understanding of the Murli increases. Because you don't see just the words, you see the hidden meanings, you see the hidden connotations, hidden purport, hidden deep meaning of those words, the clandestine, the secret meanings of those ordinary looking words. Your mind reaches a different platform of purity of brahmacharya. From there you start grasping few things which are not seen in this. So that is the glory, that is the mahima, that is the praise of brahmacharya. So in all human beings, because last 63 births, this is the one vice that had degraded us, is degrading us even now. And that is the sex lust. Unless and until the sex lust is totally converted, transmuted into a different spiritual form. The brother has asked all these questions, whatever he is saying, that this hidden weakness, you call it different names. You call it night dreams, or you call it hidden weakness. You call it sudden sexual passions or desires, hidden sexual fantasies, imaginations. So all these things will continue. Shanti.